News Radio 700 WLW.
And Jace, we were talking about it going into the news, about this is a time of year where, you know, not I say a lot of people, but people tend, if you're going to go on a cruise, this would be the time of year to do it, between like now and obviously warm weather. And so people think that they can, since pot is legal here now or whatnot, that it's illegal everywhere, or you know, a cruise ship, you know, who cares, blah, blah, blah. The cruise ships do big time, and they're booting you in a foreign country if they catch you doing something like that.
Just drop you off right there.
You cannot get on the, you're off the boat.
Yikes. Now, that would be scary.
Let's talk to our good friend about it, Jerry the J-Man Joiner. Hey, J-Man, what's up?
Well, there's no getting high on the high seas, it sounds like.
J-Man. Yeah,
it's not the high seas necessarily, is it now? What is going on with this stuff?
Unless it's booze you buy. They'll gladly sell you booze on those boats.
And plenty of it.
And you can't, well, yeah, that's another thing. If you bring your own booze on there, they'll take it from you.
Well, you can bring one bottle. You can bring one bottle of wine per passenger in the stateroom. So if you and your wife, your spouse, whoever, so you could actually have two bottles that you could bring on board. And the rest of any kind of booze has to be bought from them.
So what are they doing here? What they're doing, Jerry, is basically they're applying federal law no matter where they're at, correct?
Both federal law and in some instances, depending on the port of call that the ship may take you to, it could be illegal. Or at least that's what the cruise lines say in their T's and C's. Most people don't look at all that fine print. I took the time to look at one. I don't know if I'd ever go on a cruise again because there's so many things that you can or can't do that people don't realize until you read all that fine print.
Have you, J-Man, have you heard of some stories of people getting left behind?
A lady here in Texas had CBD gummies. They offer pain relief and relaxation without any mind-altering effects. They banned the lady for life.
Really?
I could have seen it if she had a nuclear warhead. Maybe you get banned for life, right?
But they didn't dump her off in Belize and leave her, right? They brought her back.
Luckily, she wasn't able to get on the ship. A young fella and his mother went to a port of call called Jamaica. Yeah. Young fella, like many people do in Jamaica, partook and got some, brought it back on the ship. They said, nope, you and your mom get off the boat, find your own way home. Ruins her vacation, ruins her pocketbook. So,
ooh, yeah.
Folks, be cautious. Don't take this stuff with you. Don't try to conceal it in another bag. They got drug sniffing dogs. They got machines that will test this stuff. They're going hard on of not having any type of THC or CBD product on the high seas.
Well, here's the thing that gets me, Jerry, is I don't understand why they can't just take it from you and dump it in the garbage and go, okay, go ahead and get on the on the boat, but don't do it anymore. I mean, are they just assuming that you have more, or are they just like, screw it, we're not going to mess with you. We told you you couldn't do that.
Well, I think that there's always going to be things that people try to smuggle or bring on board on airplanes, on ships. That's just part of a small part of society in today's time. Yeah. They have their reasons for their rules. You know, and I understand the smoking. If you want to smoke a cigar or a pipe, they've got designated bars or the casino that you can partake of those, but not any weed. And how are they going to deal with the vaping? They let people vape on a cruise ship, and you can't detect marijuana in many instances from nicotine in the vape cartridges. Some of them don't have any smell at all. So how are they going to deal with this? I think they're using scare tactics to try to make everybody not bring anything. So a ban for life. Everybody hears about it on the news, and maybe they have less people bringing stuff.
Now, are these, J-Man, are these all the big cruise lines, or is this just one of them? Or
every one of them. Every one of them says that due to federal law and the ports that they go to, that they do not allow any marijuana product, whether it's legal. You know, the buck a buzz I talk about sometimes, they got them up. We got them in Ohio now. How about that? Mm-hmm. But you couldn't take one on a cruise ship, even though you could legally buy that. A friend of mine sent me, was in Detroit, a package of CBD gummies in a Circle K in Detroit. He goes, oh, look, they got CBD here. Don't take that on a ship, folks. You'll get kicked off. get banned for life, have to find your way back home. It'd be terrible to ruin your vacation.
That's insane. So do you think this, Jerry, is it, are they cracking down on this to protect themselves from legality? Or is it just like, hey, man, we sell a lot of booze.
Yeah.
We want you buying. We can't sell pot. Yeah. So you got to buy our rum or screw
you.
We
need you to get inebriated by our stuff, not the stuff you're buying elsewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, 70% of Americans, recent Gallup poll, 70% of Americans think that adult use cannabis, marijuana, weed, whatever you want to call it, should be legal. I think the cruise ships are setting it up in the future. Well, okay, you can now have some weed or some CBD as long as you buy it from us, just like the booze, just like the art. I mean, it's going to be a profit center for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that they're just in the process, they're just kind of playing the long game here, trying to figure out and working through the legalities of that, how they're going to be able to sell pot at a markup to anybody on that boat. And all of a sudden, one day, it's just going to be like, poof, you're able to do it because we have it here for sale at that pot bar over there.
It's a logical assumption. I have a good friend, Jimmy Vivino. He's the music director for Conan O'Brien's show when they were on.
Oh,
he's
sure,
doing blues at the seas, these blues cruises, right? They got rockers doing, they got clothing optional cruises. They've got the LGBTQ cruises. They've got cruises for every sector except for cannabis. So it's just a matter of time. And I think you're right. It's a long game.
Yeah. You would think, I mean, just with all these states legalizing it, you bring CBD, and then there's all like there's also the level of CBD, and like, you know, is that a gummy or is that a lotion? Like you'd think, like, all right, it's time to relax
stuff
a little
falls
bit
through
on
the
some
cracks
of the, on a cruise line,
especially the non-psychotropic things. So many people now, my 85-year-old mother rubs a cream on her foot that makes her plantar fasciitis go away, and it's got THC in it. We smuggle it from Colorado to Texas and then take it to her, to be able to get that relief. She's not getting high from that. So some of these things doesn't make sense, but they're taking a hard line on all of it, and I think it's because soon they'll be able to, just like you guys in Ohio have a what's the new guy? He's the cannabis Jim Campanella.
I haven't heard, but I know they're trying to – they're in there. He's like a cannabis czar or something.
Yeah, they got a special name for that. I'm looking for it here. He's the first cannabis control leader.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he came over from the booze. He was on your booze task force there in Ohio, and
gotcha.
Now he's going to be the guy on cannabis. Right.
So he's a an official state government person.
Right, a governor employee, probably.
Department of Commerce.
As we're talking about smuggling, J-Man, that brings up, you know, you talk about the cruise stuff, but you mentioned that there where you would get stuff in Colorado and take it to Texas. This brings up, I think, an interesting topic that we might be facing here soon here in Ohio. Now, Ohio's still trying to figure it all out, so there aren't any dispensaries yet. But let's just say, you know, you live in northern Kentucky right across the road here, and you're like, hey, instead of going up to Michigan now, I'm going to just swing over here to – just across the river to Ohio and get my my gummies and mints and whatever.
Right.
But it's not legal in Kentucky then. Is that going to be a problem, you think? Or have you seen that in other states where, you know, you go across the border to Colorado and it's, like you said, you know, it's not legal in Texas, right?
That's right. And it creates a quagmire. Ohioans have been going across the state line
up to Michigan,
spending money in Michigan.
Yep.
Sure. And so y'all got, I think, 114 medicinal marijuana dispensaries for your 12 million citizens there. And it looks like they're trying to get it to where those folks could be able to sell it first. But you got to be cautious. You know, it's always going to depend on how you engage with whoever pulls you over and ask you, why do you have this stuff? If you, it's still subject to so many times the officer's discretion. Here in Texas, you can have up to 2 ounces, and they might give you a ticket if you're rude to them. Most of the time, they just tell you to go on. We're looking for people that are committing real crimes.
Yeah.
So you still got to be cautious whatever you're doing, folks. And until they make this federally legal, it's hard to interpret all the laws.
All right. Well, J-Man, how's the J-Man media empire progressing down there?
Well, you know what? We're going along pretty good here. We got a couple of holiday specials, and we got a bunch of stuff coming out in 2024. In fact, Weed and Whiskey is coming out with a non-alcoholic THC-infused whiskey. There's my selfless plug in 2024 before 420, my birthday.
Wow.
So you can drink what tastes like whiskey, smells like whiskey, but it doesn't have any alcohol, so you don't have a hangover. It's got 5 calories. And I'll make sure that somehow it finds its way up to y'all. It'll be legal in all 50 states also due to the Farm Bill.
Well, you know what?
How are we looking?
I'm sure we're going to be talking to between now and then, Jerry. But, man, we'll look forward to it. Thanks so much.
You got it, guys. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thanks, J-Man.